Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17 to the Hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com, number three on The Third Ingredient there. We're having a great visit with a new friend, Adam Baratta. He's the co-founder of Advantage Gold, and he is the author of Gold is the Better Way and Other Wealth-Building Secrets Wall Street Doesn't Want You to Know. So Adam has been talking to us about some of the reasons why gold is at the price that it is today, why it's where it is today. And Adam, you were explaining to us in a fascinating way that the price of gold is connected to the government's cost for servicing their debt. Tell us a little bit more about that, and then I want you to talk to us about how to incorporate gold into our portfolio.
Fantastic. Yeah. So easy. In 2011, it cost us $454 billion to service our debt. Okay. We ran quantitative easing. We lowered interest rates. We were able to refinance a lot of our debt. Over the next few years, it cost us an average of $380 billion to service that debt. So we actually had an extra $70 billion a year that wasn't going towards debt service because interest rates went down. And that technically makes the dollar stronger because we have funds to use in other places. And so you saw as our cost to service debt go down, the price of gold goes down. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm certain you're going to see gold explode higher. We've got rising interest rates.
Right. Well, two more increases by the Fed this year probably.
That's right. And we are on a course where they're going to continue raising rates according to the Fed.
And let me say this, Adam. Folks, the reason Adam's right and the reason this is going to happen, the Fed believes they've got the country has the economic strength, that we've got the ability to withstand increases in interest rates, and they desperately need to reload their arsenal for fighting, for their two mandates. They've got to reload. They haven't been able to do this for more than a decade. They've got to reload when they have the chance, and that's the reason why they're going to be doing that. What do you think, Adam?
Yeah, that's absolutely 100% right, Jim. And what's fascinating is this. Government debt in this late cycle is not supposed to explode like it is right now. We passed a $1.5 trillion tax cut, and we passed an omnibus bill that adds $1 trillion a year over the next 4 years in deficits. Yeah. So we're going to be $25-26 trillion in debt within the next 5 years. And guess what? Interest rates are rising, so we're not going to see costs on that debt go down. They're about to explode.
And that's where you think that it's going to be connected directly to gold. Now, you say that there's going to be an economic shift in the fourth quarter of this year. What do you tell us what that's going to look like, and what's that going to do to gold?
Yeah, good. We know the Fed's raising rates. What most people are unaware of is that the Fed is also letting assets fall off their balance sheet.
Mm-hmm.
They're technically, literally tightening the money supply, okay? And if you were to look at the chart of how much money the Fed has printed next to the stock market, you would see the slope is identical. The stock market's at all-time highs because of the money that was printed from 2011 to today, and it literally looks like a big, giant ski slope that was built up because of money printing. And we start taking dollars out of the system. The ECB is still printing money, but they go net zero by the end of the year. We'll be losing $50 billion a month off of our balance sheet in the last quarter. And that financial tightening is going to create some real pressure in the markets and start to create some volatility.
Let me change the subject a little bit, just shift a little bit, because before we get out of time here, let's say that people are saying, okay, Adam, I get it. I believe you. What do I do? How do I own gold? Do I own miners, shares of miners? Do I own the real stuff? Do I own coins? Do I own bars? Do I take possession of it? Do I let somebody else hold it? Should I do futures? What do you think?
Well, it's a question I get asked all the time, and you can do any one of those things. Let me just share with you some numbers, though. The book's called What Wall Street Doesn't Want You to Know, Jim, okay? GDX is the most popular mining stock for the major miners. Put $100,000 in GDX when it first began in 2006. That $100,000 is now worth about $58,000.
Wow.
That same $100,000, if you had bought physical gold, worth $256,000.
Wow.
GDXJ, which is the junior miners, $100,000 is worth $30,000 today.
Wow.
$120,000 if you put it in physical gold. And then here's the one that kills me the most, which is TGLDX, which is the gold fund that are in most 401k
right,
plans.
Right, exactly.
Okay? If you're 401, you got to pick a fund. This fund is $100,000 12 years ago. Today is worth $80,000.
Wow.
That same $100,000, if you just put it in physical gold, is worth $256,000. Mm. So when you're buying gold, if you want to trade and you want to trade the price and you want to move in and out, I guess an ETF can get you there and you can go in and out. But if you're looking to take a position in an asset that's undervalued that you're going to own for a term, that's going to be a diversifier in your portfolio, you absolutely want to own the physical asset. Mm-hmm. You want to own gold, coins,
and
or bars.
Yeah, you don't care if it's coins, bars, whatever, right?
Yeah, it really doesn't matter. There are some benefits to taking a look at either
product.
Do
I take possession or do I let somebody hold it for me? What do you think? What do you prefer?
Well, it's a question. So my company, we help clients acquire it both ways. If you have a retirement account, if you have a qualified plan, Jim, those dollars, that gold has to be stored in a depository.
Right, exactly.
While it's in the
Adam,
IRA.
Hold on to that thought. Folks, when we come back, I'm going to get Adam to talk to us about gold and cryptocurrency. How are those going to reconcile? After the break, Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.